This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Health expert addresses rising peptide use, colorectal cancer screening gaps, and Ebola preparedness. Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News, addressed three critical health issues in recent television appearances, highlighting emerging concerns about unregulated peptide use, persistent gaps in cancer screening, and ongoing infectious disease preparedness challenges. 68% of eligible Americans are up to date with colorectal cancer screening, according to CDC data. Colorectal cancer screening rates by age group, percentage of eligible population screened, United States, 2022, ages 65-578 cent, ages 55-64 52 cent, ages 45-54 58 cent. Source CDC Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, 2022. Georgian Medical Journal News, peptide therapies draw safety concerns. During her media appearances, Dr. Gounder highlighted growing concerns about the unregulated peptide market, particularly as these compounds gain popularity among consumers seeking anti-aging and performance enhancement benefits. The FDA has issued multiple warnings about compounded peptide products that lack proper safety testing and quality controls. Many peptides being marketed directly to consumers have not undergone rigorous clinical trials required for FDA approval. According to clinical update tracking, several peptide compounds currently sold through online platforms lack adequate safety data for long-term use in healthy individuals. Cancer screening gaps persist, despite guidelines. Dr. Gounder emphasized persistent disparities in colorectal cancer screening rates, particularly among younger adults newly eligible under revised guidelines. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that screening rates remain suboptimal across all age groups, with the lowest uptake among adults aged 45 to 54. Recent data from the CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System show significant variations in screening rates by geographic region and demographic factors. These findings align with broader health policy discussions about improving access to preventive care services. Ebola preparedness remains a priority. In discussing infectious disease preparedness, Dr. Gounder addressed ongoing efforts to maintain readiness for potential Ebola outbreaks. The World Health Organization continues to monitor Ebola transmission patterns in endemic regions while supporting global preparedness initiatives. Healthcare systems have implemented enhanced protocols based on lessons learned from previous outbreaks, including improved isolation procedures and healthcare worker protection measures. These preparedness efforts reflect broader global health security priorities identified by international health organizations. Colorectal cancer screening rates among adults aged 45 to 54 remain 20 percentage points lower than rates among older adults, despite expanded screening recommendations. CDC Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. Key takeaways: unregulated peptide products lack FDA oversight and adequate safety testing for consumer use. Colorectal cancer screening rates vary significantly by age group, with younger adults showing lower compliance. Healthcare systems maintain enhanced Ebola preparedness protocols based on previous outbreak experiences. Frequently asked questions: are peptide supplements safe for general use? Most peptide products marketed to consumers have not undergone FDA safety testing. The FDA recommends consulting healthcare providers before using any unregulated peptide compounds, particularly for anti-aging or performance enhancement purposes. Who should get colorectal cancer screening? Current guidelines recommend screening for all adults aged 45 to 75, with specific methods and intervals determined by individual risk factors. Adults with family history or other risk factors may need earlier or more frequent screening. How prepared are hospitals for potential Ebola cases? Healthcare facilities have implemented enhanced isolation protocols, specialized training programs, and improved protective equipment procedures based on lessons from previous outbreaks. However, preparedness levels vary by facility size and geographic location. These health topics reflect ongoing challenges in balancing innovation with safety, improving preventive care access, and maintaining readiness for infectious disease threats. Healthcare providers and patients must navigate complex decisions about emerging therapies while ensuring adherence to evidence-based screening and preparedness protocols. Source: Gounder gives lowdown on Ebola, peptides, and colorectal screenings.